live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
There's still a number of people out there not even listening to the boss man holler because they ain't got a boss man anymore. Yes, still a number of people unemployed. Happy Wednesday to you. Yes, it's hump day. Hump. What day is it? Hump day. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We are loaded down with awesome guests today. I'm so glad you're joining me. Eric Trump will be here in just a little bit. We have Mercedes Schlapp. Wow, what a duo. Matt and Mercedes Schlapp. Had Matt on last year, so it's nice to get Mercedes on this time around. Let us know what's going on as far as benefits to all of those who do want to be prosperous, who do want to have jobs. Republican, voting Republican means voting for jobs. That's just what it boils down to. I mean, seriously. Voting Democrat is voting for government control and government handouts. Literally just dumbing down and creating a lazy society. Taking from those who work hard and giving it to those who don't want to work at all. That's basically a boiled down version of the party. But I'm glad you're here today because besides all of the politics, we've got some fun things going on. Do you believe it? We are just days away from our birthday, from our celebration here in Nevada. And a lot of celebrating is going to be going on, whether Governor Sisolak wants it or not. A lot of people getting ready for Nevada Day. They canceled the parade, but no, you can't keep a good parade down. So decorate your vehicles and just head on down. Head on down to the loop. We're going to be driving around. Flags a-waving, being so proud. There's going to be a few other festivities, but you know what? We're going to make it fantastic because I don't care what the governor says. He's got a big press conference at 3 o'clock. I will not be covering that. Probably see something on it later in the evening, but I don't care what he has to say because everything that comes out of his mouth is, when it comes to the coronavirus, is uneducated, which actually Candace believes that everything that comes out of my mouth about COVID and Dr. Fauci is uneducated, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Oh, what else is going on? Our poll question is going on. You can check that out at 991fmtalk.com with so much stuff going on. So many things happening around us. What do you find the most important? What do you want to hear more on? So in a few minutes, we'll have it up there for you at 991fmtalk.com. But seriously, do you want to hear more about the Fauci and COVID? Numbers exploding. So what? They're just numbers. This is no worse than your seasonal flu. Guess what? People die from the flu, too. Nobody wants to see anybody die, but you don't have to be out in society wearing masks. You don't have to stop hugging. You don't have to stop going out and eating with people. Well, actually, if you live in Nevada, you do. Because that's just Governor Sisolak. His mentor, Governor Newsom, basically shutting down all the family holidays. What are they going to do? Come knocking on your door and, you know, no, I'm sorry, you have to shut this family gathering down. This is just so ridiculous. This is so how Democrats want to control. The polls are absolutely safe. I've been a poll watcher for days now. Went and voted myself last night. In and out. I guess it's not quite so in and out if you live in Carson City, but everybody else around the area. You got to pick your times, I guess. You got to pick your times. So thank you to Nissan of Carson City for today's poll question, for sponsoring it. What are the news stories you would prefer to hear about in the news? COVID and Fauci, Biden and Bublinski, Trump, super spreaders, other. Yes, we got the other button back, so you can put in your thoughts. But here's the deal. We've got Halloween for the kids. We've got Nevada Day festivities. We've got the holidays coming up. And it's not about your safety. It's not. It's about control. It's absolutely 100% about control. And I feel so bad for all of those people, the businesses and whatnot, who are caught up in all of this. Yesterday, we had the big conversation about, do we pay the fines that have been enacted on people? Do we rip off the masks and stop going? Every single solution and every single thing around it hurts somebody. It hurts somebody. If you take off the mask and you stop going places that require it, that hurts the small mom and pop businesses because they're the ones who are mostly being targeted. Big companies don't care if they get fined. They want your business. They'll pay the fine. They're making more off of you. But the little local businesses, they can't afford it. So Blaine Osborne started a GoFundMe page. MAGA peaceful protests in Minden, Nevada. Yesterday, I brought this up early in the show because of the fines that were levied against the airport group there and Douglas County. And there was a goal of $5,553 because that was the total sum of the two fines together. I asked you to donate. Wow. I even got money out of my boss. That's right. 99.1 FM Talk donated $500. I thought, well, that's cool. We're going to be the top donators. Is it? No. No. James Settlemyer, I have got to get the story behind this, but State Senator James Settlemyer donated $912. I want to know where that number came from. Where did $912 come from? Not only donating his field for parking for the event, but $912. That is just such a funny amount. Joey Gilbert, who has been helping out so much, doing, you know, as much pro bono work as he can, but he can't do it all. Donated $750. And then there's 99.1, 92.3, FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley, 500. Karen donated 500. American Patriot, 200. And the list just goes on and on. Hundreds. And I recognize these names. Kelly and Cheryl and Brandy and Barbara and Gary. I recognize these names. Fred, Paul, you guys are absolutely awesome. So I asked Blaine to keep this open because we now have well over the goal. $6,494. I asked Blaine to keep it open to help local businesses, small businesses, who have to stay open, who have to abide by the regulations that this tyrannical just of a governor has put in place. So if you want to donate, it's GoFundMe, MAGA Peaceful Protests in Minden. There's also a link on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com. Go into my page under Monica. Also some interesting stories on there as well. But we're stuck. It's a catch-22. We're absolutely 100% stuck between a rock and a hard spot. My gut tells me, screw Sisolak, don't pay the fines, shut your business down if you have to. But people can't do that. People have to try to survive. All we can do is try to win at the ballot box. Early voting ends October 30th, ends in just a couple of days. It is safe to go out and vote in person. If you can go to the store and do anything else, it is safe to vote in person. Flip this state red, get Trump reelected, because Biden has already said we're going on more lockdowns. It's just ridiculous how these people think. But we have to support each other because obviously the state isn't doing anything for our true health and well-being. Or this state would be completely open with no mandates. We'll be back with Eric Trump right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show indeed on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. A lot of great guests today. We've also got some political candidates coming up in just a little bit during the show. Today on tap is we're going to hear from John Sarpolis. Actually, he's with the Nevada Policy Research Institute. We're going to be talking about voter fraud. And we will be checking in with Diane Nicolette, who is running for school board District G. We'll be checking in with her as well. Right now, though, so honored, absolutely 100% honored, joining us on the Monica Jay Show once again. It is so nice to have him back. Yes, this is his second appearance, Eric Trump. Eric, thanks for coming back to Northern Nevada. I heard the event at the Atlantis was just great yesterday. Sorry, I wasn't able to attend, but I have to ask, you, Donald Jr., Ivanka, all out on the campaign trail, and you guys are hitting it hard for your dad. Why are you guys doing this?
It's a great question. We're all out there, you know, fighting as a family. We do that every single day, and, you know, we believe in, you know, our father. You know, my father's been the greatest father in the world to me on a personal level. I think he's been the greatest president. And, you know, we're out there every single day. I mean, I can't tell you the amount of hundreds of thousands of miles I put in the campaign trail, and there are literally hundreds and hundreds of events that we do. And, you know, we love this country, Monica. I mean, we love everything about this nation. We love what it stands for. We love red, white, and blue. We love our national anthem. We love our Pledge of Allegiance. And, you know, as a family, we're willing to go out there and fight for it. And, you know, it's interesting when I see, you know, Biden. I mean, Biden's on the ticket, and you'll call a quote-unquote lid on it for 4 or 5 days in a row. And, you know, I'm out there working, you know, 18 hours a day, all day, every day, 7 days a week. You know, it's just the difference in work ethic between the two families is stark, to say the least.
I think it's the work ethic just between the left and the right as well. Look at how often Biden puts a lid on it. But, you know, Eric, there's still about, I'd say about 10% of the people out there who are undecided. They still haven't made the clear choice between your father and Biden. What's your message to them?
Well, listen, I think it's a message of optimism. You saw, you know, Biden the other night at the debate saying, you know, it's going to be a very, very dark winter. And my father's looking at him saying, are you crazy? It's going to be a beautiful winter. We live in the greatest country around the world. And, you know, my father cares about, it's very simple. He wants the greatest economy. He wants the fastest wage growth. He wants the lowest unemployment. He wants the best military in the world. He wants to take great care of our veterans. And he wants school choice and peace in the Middle East. You probably saw, you know, the peace deal was done yesterday. I think yeah. You probably saw that. And he wants people to stand for our national anthem and celebrate the American flag and, you know, not apologize for the greatness of America. And look what he's done. I mean, look at criminal justice reform and look at the opportunity zones and look at what he's done on prescription drug pricing and everything else. And you look at the other side. I mean, they want to take away freedom of speech. I mean, they do it every day. You see the censorship that's happening out there. They are attacking religion left and right. I mean, faith in America is totally under attack. Our Second Amendment is totally under attack. They want to not only take away my father's tax cut, which saved people $2,500. They actually want to increase taxes by $4 trillion. They want to take down the wall. That's another thing that they were talking about 2 weeks ago. They want to take down the wall, even though you have the lowest amount of, you know, illegal immigration and human trafficking in the history of the country. But they still want to, you know, take down the wall. Lowest amount of drugs coming across our southern border. It's crazy. They want socialized medicine. They want to take away 180 million private health care plans. They're perfectly fine with people attacking law enforcement officers across the country. They want to, quote unquote, defund the police. I mean, they talk about that every day. It's, you know, get rid of industries, oil and gas, and so many other things. So we live in the greatest country in the world, and we should be number one at absolutely everything we do. I don't care if it's the economy or the military or schools. We should be number one at absolutely everything we do. And the other side doesn't have that mindset. They don't have the winning mindset. They don't care. In fact, for the longest time, we were doing anything but winning under their leadership. And I think that's the biggest difference.
Well, it definitely is a winning mindset. Even your dad asked the other day, you know, are you tired of winning yet? When it comes to the media, all of that winning doesn't seem to make a difference. The numerous Nobel Peace Prize nominations, the human trafficking rings being busted up. It seems like almost every other day now we're getting new stories about that. But we have to go look for those. What is the media going to look like for the next 4 years of your dad's administration?
You know, I really thought that, you know, after my father won in 2016, New York Times gave him a 1.9% chance of winning election morning. And we all knew he was going to win. I mean, you saw it. You see the energy. You see the same energy that you see today. In fact, today's energy is better. But they gave him a 1.9% chance of winning. And I really thought, I really, really believed in my heart that after that, they were going to do some kind of inward reflection. You know, these are people that are sitting in, you know, $10 million studios in New York City. Mm-hmm. We're out of touch with the rest of the country. We called it wrong. You know, shame on us. Let us, you know, reform. Let us try and figure out what this country really stands for. They didn't do that. They did the exact opposite. They doubled down on a message that America categorically was rejecting. And you're seeing it right now. I mean, I was at an event in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Monica, right? I was at an event in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and Biden was there at the same time. He had Bon Jovi. I was across the street. I was literally 2 miles away, right? 2 miles down the road. And I had 500-600 people show up for me, and I'm not on the ticket. And I didn't have Bon Jovi. It was just me. And, yeah, you know, he had 20 cars there. You know, half of them were probably staff cars. There's no enthusiasm. There's no charisma. I'm 37. The guy's been in politics 10 years longer than I've been alive. And what, he saved his best ideas for last? Is that what he wants us to believe? People aren't excited by him. It's a crazy thing.
Well, in my opinion, there's just a whole lot of crazy on that campaign and the left in general. But Vice President Mike Pence, he's going to be here tomorrow. He's going to deliver remarks at the Make America Great Again victory rally at the airport, Reno Tahoe International Airport. And I believe doors open up about 3 and then get started about 4:30 for the event. But your dad also coming back to Nevada, you here. Why Nevada? Why is Nevada important to the Trump campaign?
Well, first of all, it's a state that I love. I mean, I spent so much time working in this great state, and we love it. Second of all, it's incredibly important for the election. And third of all, I really believe we're gonna. I believe we're gonna win the state. I mean, you have to get out and vote. Anybody listening right now, you have to get out and vote. You know, it's going to be razor thin. You have to get out and vote. If you didn't vote in 2016, if you didn't vote in 2018, please get out and vote. But it's an incredibly important state. It's a state where I have so many dear friends. It's a state that aligns really well with, you know, who my father is, pro-American, hardworking. And so we're going to work for it. We're not going to sit in our basement. We're not going to put a lid on it on Monday morning at 8 o'clock. We're going to go out and we're going to work for it. And so we're going to actually do the millionth door. You know, we've knocked on a million doors across the state. And I'm gonna touch the millionth door, which is going to be a pretty cool thing here in a little while, and we'll get it.
I know you will. Eric Trump, thank you so much for once again joining me on the show. And God bless. Safe travels. I know you got a lot of work to do, so I'm going to let you go do that. And just pass the word on to your father and the whole team that I really believe Nevada is going to deliver for Donald Trump MAGA 2020. Thanks, Eric. And I'm so glad that he mentioned that about getting out and voting right now. Lorene, my good friend Lorene, she heard me talking about Carson City, and she just texted me, no waiting right now. So Carson City has had the longest lines. If you want to get out an early vote in Carson, head to the polling location there at the Civic Center, City Center. You know which one I'm talking about. But the community center, civic, community, it's all the same. It's not the senior center, though. It's the community center. All right. Again, wow. Thank you to to Eric Trump for joining me today. And that's the thing. You know, maybe not in other states, but it is going to be razor thin here in Nevada. And if you want to make a difference about whether we continue this farce of a shutdown, businesses not being able to open back up to full capacity, having to wear masks during a flu season. You know, I can't imagine what they're going to do next. Then you need to get out there and vote red. Even if you've never voted before in your entire life and you think it's pointless, well, look at where that has all gotten us for all those people who don't get out and vote. It's your responsibility. All right, we'll be back right after this. Hopefully somebody getting out there and voting right now on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And whatever time I can get from you any day, greatly appreciate it. Let me tell you, 991fmtalk.com. I want to know from you what you think are the most important stories, the stories that you're the most interested in right now. Still, not a whole lot moving the needle with the amazing allegations about the Biden family coming out right now. Not just Joe, not just Hunter, the entire family taking money from China, from Russia, from the Ukraine, from Kazakhstan. The list goes on and on. If you heard this one-hour interview with Tucker Carlson last night, that was probably their most watched program. And you can see why. This man is more integrity than a lot of whistleblowers I've seen in a number of years. The credentials, the actual texts, the paperwork, the documents, the voice recordings. So you can't tell me that that's not newsworthy. That someone running for president, a hoax that they pulled on our current president, unbelievable. $30 million spent with the Mueller investigation. and all the other investigations that pretty much wrapped up to a big nothing, no evidence, no nothing. And here the evidence is being handed to the media on a silver platter. And nothing. What happened to real journalism? What happened to real news? It's just all bought and paid for now. I don't care who you are. If that were Donald Trump that they came up with this stuff, I'd say, man, I bet on the wrong horse. It's about truth. It's about people not only saying what they're going to do, but doing what they are going to do. And that boils down to not just in the federal government, not just the president, not just all of the people in Washington, D.C., but the people in our capital city, the people in our county, the people in our city, our cities in the county. Remember, it's Reno, Sparks, and then the county. We have to be knowledgeable of who we're voting for, what they have done in the past, and what they're going to do in the future, and to make sure that votes, actions match what goes along with that. Like I said, I don't know what people are thinking. Political parties, that's just a party. That's someone that you're aligning your values with. It's the people themselves that we need to be concerned with. And so that's why I welcome onto the show. And I thank her so much for reaching out to me. Diane Nicolette. Diane is running against Craig Wessner for the, it's the at-large seat, right? G?
Correct.
Diana, okay. Thank you so much for calling in today and being a part of the program. You have an incredible background in early childhood education, a master's in art of teaching, education specialist, PhD, educational leadership. I mean, your background goes on, and actually your background does fit in a little bit on the Board of Trustees for the Washoe County School District, because you filled in for a little while and were appointed to the seat that was left by Katie Simon Holland. Diane?
Correction. Oh. Wait, I want to... Good morning, Monica. I love listening to you, so I could just hear you talk to me all day. But I was appointed back in 2016 to fill District G seat for Barbara McClory.
Barbara McClory.
Yes.
So tell us about why you want to make that a permanent position for yourself on the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees. What do you want to change and bring forward?
Well, I would like to continue our work of sound fiscal management. excuse me. And in these times, it's certainly going to be more of a challenge. We're going to definitely have to deeper dive how we spend money, how we write grants, and where we're accepting money from. And we need to continue to grow that. And Washoe County, through Lauren, has done a wonderful job of shoring up our gaps, and we're going to need to continue to do that. What I really want to continue is to do the homework. I know that sounds a little trite, but it's a very complex job, and there's many moving parts. And first and foremost, the job is of fiscal management, and we have got to keep a close eye on that. And fortunately, the school district has administrators who are very good at what they do. Nonetheless, it's up to the Board of Trustees to keep a close eye on how the monies are being spent to ensure that we are meeting our strategic goals and not going outside of those goals. Second, what I want to do is continue to develop our career and technical education pathways, because I'm a firm believer in every child that comes to us has passions that they've yet to recognize. And it's up to teachers, parents, and the students to help us guide where they go in the future. I would like to see every student, and I think we're rather close in Washoe County, have what I call a PEP, a personalized education plan. We do it beautifully because we have to through law for special needs children. And I believe that we should be doing that for every student because we need to continue to discover a student's strengths. You know, I never truly accepted the college and career ready. That's kind of a lot to ask for any human being that's 18 years of age, especially in our complex world. But what I do support is college or career ready. Colleges and universities are always going to be there, Monica, and that's the beautiful thing. And we have wonderful higher ed systems in Nevada. And so if a student wants to go in and do something in career and technical education or the military, or they want to take a year off, heaven forbid, and catch their breath and discover the world, then we should be welcoming of that. Having said that, I want to have every student to understand that they must contribute to their understanding of how they help us build their future.
Yeah, every child learns differently. I hated school books, but if you gave me a project to do, I absolutely loved that. I loved learning through hands-on, and I still do, actually. But Diane, I'm going to take you back just a step because you were talking about the budget, and I know that that is one of the biggest complaints that I get from listeners in emails and calls is that, you know, the budget is top-heavy in administration. Would you actually go in and look and identify and do some budget cuts to save money, even if it means people have to go?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Am I willing to do that? If that's what needs to happen so that each of our 62,000 children can receive the education that they need and deserve, and we can provide our teachers with the resources they need to accomplish that goal, then there are some things, there's decisions we're going to have to make that are very tough. Let me say this. I don't want anyone to lose their job, and here's why. First and foremost, that doesn't help our economy. And if we're not helping our economy, then we need to be very careful about the choices we make because, to use another saying that we've all gotten a little maybe tired of, is we're in this together. And so we have to support each other. But usually I like to say, and if we need to, and when we need to identify areas for cutting how we spend our dollars, and it's going to happen, then we need to, as a collective, seven trustees, with the work of the superintendent and her administrators, identify how that's going to look. I will say this. I'm not a huge proponent of just going in and saying we're top heavy. What I am a proponent for, though, is for looking what that means, because I believe that teachers have too much on their plate and we need to take some of those things off. And one of them is assessment. We have gotten so deep in assessment and it takes so much time and we spend so much money on it that I think it's gotten to where it's not always very meaningful. We still need to assess, absolutely. But if it means that now we take things off of teachers' plates and put them on the principal's plates and the area administrator's plates, then I don't want them to be gone so that we can lighten up the load on our teachers. So it really is a balancing act. And the beauty of the trustees is there's seven people that get to work together to make some tough decisions to make a difference.
Boy, I hope that it really is the case of working together because, you know, I always look at sides and every side has great ideas. It's about working together and implementing those ideas as long as it's the understanding it's for the kids in our community. Diane, what do you think about going back? I mean, kids are tested like you wouldn't believe nowadays. My little sister is just, I'm so sick of tests. All we do is take tests. But what about a test to actually get them out of high school that says you are ready? You are ready to go forward and face the world. We need those personal assessment tests back.
I absolutely agree. And it's interesting you bring that up, because last night at the trustee meeting, there was a presentation from she's the assistant deputy superintendent, Deb Byersdorf. They were talking about the expectations of standards and basically essential standards. Those concepts in a context that a student can take with them, so that whatever they decide to do, they have a cache of skills and knowledge, abilities, and even motivation so that they can move in the direction that best suits them. And it was a really wonderful discussion. I was so glad to hear that, because we do too much testing. And, you know, I hate to say this, but I'm going to anyway. Back in the day, I remember when my... Gosh, I say that and I'm only 32. Oh, that's not the truth. But back in the day, you know, teachers designed the tests and teachers had the skill. They still do, but they're losing it because we're telling them how to test. They designed a test around their content and around the students in their class. Imagine that idea. So I would really like teachers to be able to return to, they are the masters of their classroom. They mm-hmm. are the first and foremost teacher in that classroom, without losing sight that students first and forever teacher are a parent or an aunt or a grandmother, and they're with them through the long haul, teacher intermittently, and we must work together so that student can have success. And in the morning when I get up, it is about what we do to ensure student success, no matter where that student is and how we get to that point that helps them continue to, let's face it, ultimately be a contributing member of society, make some great things happen, and pay their taxes.
You know, Diane, you were right from the beginning of the conversation. I could talk to you for hours. But since our segment is up, how can people find out more about you? And there's still more days left of early voting and the big day, November 3rd. How can people find out more about your plan and if you're the right candidate for them?
Well, I have a website, DianeNicolet.com, and there's information on there, but please shoot me an email. I answer them within 24 hours. And if you want to give me a call, as you can tell, I love talking about this, please call me at 775-348-1548. I'm happy to talk with anyone about education, and I want your ideas.
DianeNicolet.com. Diane, thank you so much for joining me today. Good luck in the race. And I can't wait to see where we go forward after November 3rd for our kids in our community. Diane, you have a great day and thanks for joining us today.
You too, everyone. Please vote. Bye-bye.
That's a great way to end that segment. Everybody, make sure that you vote if you're registered to vote. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1. KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine. And let's share them. I'm no more of a patriot than you are. I just have the ability to get on the air and talk about it and let people know what's going on. Eric Trump joining us earlier in the show. And wow, he was talking about going out and doing his 1,000,000th door knock. This is so awesome. It turned out to be one of my listeners. Yay! Jim just sent me an email. Monica, I just heard your interview. I was there for the 1,000,000th door knock. I was the driver for his communications guy, and told me that the gentleman they visited was a military veteran and that he and his family were wonderful people Eric was extremely nice and went out of his way to even let me take a picture with him. I was taken in front of the door knock houses. Jim, that is so awesome. I am so glad that that you got to have that experience. You know, this is the thing. It's all about experiences. What we can share with each other. What we, even with candidates. You know, I can share my experiences that I've had with people, and it gives you more of an insight of what they are like personally. You know, like when you go to shake somebody's hand or introduce to them and they completely ignore you and, you know, couldn't care less about you. Or if they shake your hand and embrace you and hi, you know, and give you that greeting, that tells a lot about a person. It really does. All right. We'll be right back after this Fox News update, including a business news update, which we should all be paying attention to, whether we own stocks or not. It's the Monica Jay Show. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be back after this.